When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it's happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
Cage is on the road today. We're in Wilcox, Notre Dame. It's a Houndsting day. We're raising funds for the Notre Dame Hounds Fund. It's easy to get in on this. Giving.notredame.ca. It's my husband, Barney Sharkey. And as we read through, like, this would be her bio, her hockey TV. She attended Notre Dame from 2008 to 2012. She's an ESSO Cup champion with Notre Dame in 2011. She attended Clarkson University from 2012.
At Clarkson University from 2012 to 2016. She won a Division I hockey championship with Clarkson in 2014. She's the first female coach in Western Hockey League history, and she's currently the assistant coach with the Moose Jaw Warriors. And she is in the Eastern Conference Western Hockey League Finals. Olivia Howe, welcome to the Sports Gauge. How intense was that hockey game last night? On a scale of 1 to 10, where were you at when you guys went to overtime?
You know what? That's the third out of our first four here in the Eastern Conference Finals that have gone to overtime. So I've been able to keep it pretty calm.
Well, it's a good thing you can, because it's funny. I'm watching online, refreshing Twitter again and again and again, seeing to see if anything happened. All right, you're tied 2-2 going back to Saskatoon. All right, so you attended Notre Dame from 2008 to 2012. How did you end up here as a Hound in the first place? Is this a family legacy thing? Are you the first one to go? What's your story?
No, I was actually the first one out of my family and the only. I grew up here in Moose Jaw, so it's a quick trip down the road, and I knew my goal was to try and get a hockey scholarship and make my way there, and I knew Notre Dame was probably the best path for me to make that happen, and I think it turned out all right.
All right, we got Felicia here, one of the students, and she has a question or a couple questions for you.
Yeah. Hi, Olivia. My first question is, how much do you enjoy working with the Moose Jaw Warriors?
You know what? I really enjoy it, and I think this playoff run is really helping that as well. But I started here in 2019, and obviously I think you need to enjoy something a lot to stick with it long term. So it's only getting better as time goes on.
Yeah. Next question. How has your Notre Dame experience transferred to where you are now and all you've accomplished?
I think Notre Dame, I think you kind of forced to grow up pretty quickly there, learn on your own and kind of make your own path. You build a lot of close friendships and the environment they put you in. Like I said, you grow up and you learn your independence. So I think a big part of that is learning how to balance everything you have going on. And, they kind of teach you how to be leaders there. That's one of their big things. So I think that's what helped me, get to where I am today, is kind of forging my own path and pulling out those leadership qualities and making my way to not only through university, but back here to Moose Jaw and kind of paving a road in the WHL for women in sports.
It's funny, Felicia asked you the question, what's the best part of the Moose Jaw Warriors? I think it doesn't matter what hockey team you're on or what organization, the bus trip is always a lot more fun when you win. Because when you lose and it's lights off, no movies, and everybody be quiet, those aren't fun bus trips home. No, those aren't fun bus trips home, right, Olivia?
No, those ones we prefer to have the TVs on and the music playing and all that. So nobody wants yeah, to drive us.
Okay, so talk about your time at Clarkson, because if there's, I mean, there's so many Division One
Ivy League.
Listen, I, as someone who lived in Moose Jaw for 4 years, I can honestly say I've never met anybody that went to an Ivy League school that I ran circles in Moose Jaw, but I didn't know Olivia Howe at that time or whatever. So Ivy League graduate Olivia Howe, what's that like going to not only an Ivy League school but a powerhouse, and then you guys win a Div 1 championship in 2014, the equivalent of a college female Stanley Cup.
Oh yeah, exactly. I think, you know, the biggest thing for me was picking a school with a little bit of a smaller campus and a tight-knit group like I had in out in Notre Dame. And Clarkson had that, you know, it's not a very big school. And upstate New York, kind of in the middle of nowhere, couldn't get into too much trouble, let's say. And I think just, you know, balancing, like I said before, Notre Dame kind of taught you how to balance that school athletic life, and it worked out well. And I know you guys have mentioned the national championship in 2014, and I think that helped grow Clarkson's program as well. They've won a couple since then, and made some great improvements to their arena, and it's really fun to go back there as it is to get back to ND every once in a while.
You know, we talk about, obviously, a lot of times male hockey gets a lot of the attention and all that, but the female hockey program here as well. Do you maybe want to talk about that? And then also the SO Cup banners in here. And, you know, it's not just hockey as well. Like, we've noticed Felicia came on, asked questions. Like, the female part of Notre Dame is absolutely huge as well.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it the other day too. When I was in grade 9 there, there was 4 of us in our dorm room, and I was the only hockey player out of those 4. So there's a lot more to Notre Dame than just the hockey. But in saying that, they've done some fantastic renovations at the rink there, and it kind of makes me a little jealous not having all those resources when I was growing up. So I always want to go back and see what else they're building on and working on to help those kids improve.
Speaking of jealous, Olivia, I remember going to my Warrior games in the Crush Can. You get to go to a nice hockey rink. Yeah. You actually can probably see all of the ice from all parts of the building, as of the old place, to be like, I can't see the other side of the rink or the scoreboard from the bad seats that I ended up getting usually most nights in Moose Jaw. Hey, Olivia, thanks for coming on. We appreciate your time. We're split here on the Sports Cage. Sharky and I think if the Warriors go 6 or 7 games, it's the Warriors are walking away with this. Barney's taking the Blades, so best of luck as you move on, and if it's from the Eastern Conference Final and then you're on to the Western Hockey League Final, nothing but the best. It's a Hounds thing. It's the Day of Giving for Notre Dame. If you want to make a donation and help the bursary fund, it's giving.notredame.ca. When we take a break, we're going to come back. Jack Flamin, who's been patiently sitting here, he's a Notre Dame alum from 2011 to 2015. We're going to talk to him and get his story next on the Sports Cage on 620 CKRM.